We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
Motivated viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotol, on channel 21, through the cable provider GoNarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, channel 105 on Ming Cheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, U.S.-based research company Clean Edge gives statistics of a growing green global industry. In community news, women in India develop their food-making skills into a highly successful company. In Noble Living News, an equine therapy program in the United Kingdom helps a retired football great regain his health. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 30th, is Queen's Day in the Netherlands, or Koninginnedag, as it is called in Dutch. Queen Beatrix kept the date of this most widely celebrated holiday in the Netherlands in honor of the birthday of Her Majesty's mother, Her Majesty Queen Juliana. Hundreds of thousands come to Amsterdam, the country's capital, to participate in outdoor concerts and street celebrations. Orange, the colour representing the Dutch royal family of the House of Orange, is worn by those joining in the festivities. Today is also the birthday of the King of Sweden. King Carl XVI Gustav is very involved in environmental issues and is the chairman of the Swedish branch of the Worldwide Fund for Nature. We respectfully wish Her Majesty Queen Beatrix and your fine co-citizens of the Netherlands a blessed Koninginnedag. Our sincere wishes for a very happy birthday to His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustav of Sweden with all heaven's blessings.
Flying news. Australia reels from early winter storm. An unusual storm dropped 20 centimeters of snow in the high country of Victoria State, with New South Wales receiving her earliest seasonal precipitation in a decade. In southeastern Victoria, wind gusts reach hurricane levels of 129 kilometers per hour, along with record rainfall amounts, while temperatures in Melbourne dropped to 13.6 degrees Celsius, the lowest levels since last August. Emergency service personnel throughout the affected states handled over 800 calls regarding reports of felled power lines and trees, which obstructed or damaged cars, roadways, and houses. Thankfully, no casualties or injuries were reported, and electricity had been restored to most people by the morning following the storm. Our gratitude all Australian emergency service personnel for your dedicated efforts to assist the storm afflicted. May their normal productive life soon return, as we pray that extreme weather events such as these are eased through humanity's greater benevolence toward the environment.
Heavy rains render South Africans homeless. As heavy rains swept through the South African province of Gauteng last weekend, dozens of fragile structures in the informal establishment of Freedom Park, Tafa Sig, were flooded, forcing approximately 50 families to flee their homes with no other shelter. Ward councillor Chevelle Arendse reported that the local government was seeking shelter for the affected people who were still outside in the rain. Meanwhile, disaster management personnel were bringing them blankets, clothes, and shoes. Our gratefulness, councillor Arendse, disaster management, and all other relief personnel for your timely assistance to the South African people. We pray for their quick and safe return to normal lives, along with the minimizing of calamities such as these through our gentler and more conscientious lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu transferable from factory-farmed animals to humans. The combined swine-bird-human flu is causing a global health threat that is difficult to contain geographically due to mass transportation modes such as air travel. Thousands of people have been infected across continents, with up to 159 lives lost so far in Mexico, plus one confirmed fatality in the United States. In tracing the origin of the virus, Mexican officials have determined the country's earliest cases were in La Gloria, a town near a U.S.-Mexican-owned pig factory farm that slaughters up to 1 million animals each year. Residents have long complained of the stench permeating the community, along with persistent swarms of flies coming from manure lagoons. Factory farm conditions such as these have long been viewed by public health officials as a threat to public safety.
Prior to the current flu epidemic, mycologist Paul Stamets, an advisor to the University of Arizona College of Medicine, USA, spoke with Supreme Master Television about the threat of pandemics arising from factory farm conditions.
It's not just likely, it's extremely probable that pandemic flu will go human to human in the next 10 years. This is the biggest threat to biosecurity of nations throughout the entire world.
In factory farming scenarios, the sheer volumes of animals confined to a small space in stressful and inhumane conditions means that once the virus enters a population, it is 100 times more likely to spread than in a free-range setting. Hans Kreck, campaign director of the New Zealand-based animal protection group, SAFE, recently described a factory farming scenario.
20,000 pigs live in what are called sow stalls, and these are pregnant pigs, and they're kept in crates. And the crates are so small that the animal can't even turn around, so the pig can only stand up and lie down. They're just standing in a bare concrete pen, crammed in. You would just not believe how many pigs you can cram into a pen. And because this is out of sight, out of mind, it just carries on.
Influenza is a zoonotic disease, meaning it originates in animals. New strains can easily develop, and with contact such as that found between factory farm workers and the animals, can then transfer across species to become human transmitted, as explained by Dr. Gregory Gray, MD Director of the Center for the Study for Emerging Infectious Diseases at the University of Iowa, USA.
Well, the influenza virus is an interesting virus in the sense that it's zoonotic. It can move between species. And the viruses have been seen, of course, in swine and humans and birds. So anywhere where the different species mix, you have opportunities to jump species. And, of course, within species, the viruses can be transmitted through water, direct contact, coughing, inanimate objects, etc. So there are a lot of ways these viruses can move around.
In his studies of farm workers, slaughterhouse workers and veterinarians, Dr. Gray has found that those working directly with the animals have the highest incidence of zoonotic flu viruses and can thus be the human bridge bringing the disease into the community.
We have found evidence, higher statistical evidence of previous infection with animal viruses among the people with occupational exposure to pigs and chickens than those people who have no such exposures. In one instance, some of the swine workers had an odds ratio of evidence of elevated antibody titers against swine viruses that was about 50 times higher than university people who did not have exposure to pigs. So relatively strong evidence that those swine workers, their immune system had seen pig viruses before.
With the billions of animals raised for meat production around the world, so many on factory farms, the likelihood of disease transmission seems high indeed. We thank Mr. Stamets, Mr. Creek, Dr. Gray, and all others involved in helping us better understand the current alarming situation, as we also send our heartfelt prayers for the people affected by this new flu. May this incident awaken us to the need to protect our health and avoid such animal-derived diseases through the plant-based diet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Many sailors and vessel freed, the Kenya-based environmental organization Ekateria International has confirmed the peaceful release of the Yemeni ship MT Sea Princess II and her entire 15-member crew. The freighter went missing in January off the Somali coast on the way to her destination of the Socotra Islands. We are delighted to know of the crew members' well-being, wishing them a joyful reunion with loved ones, as we pray for the safe passage of sea travelers worldwide.
Egypt offers humanitarian aid to Uganda. To ease the strain of serious food shortages in the northern region of the country, Egypt Ambassador Rita Baybars announced a donation of over 80 tons of corn flour, 30 tons of sugar, nearly 120 tons of salt, and almost 1,000 cartons of vegetables to benefit the populations of Karamoja subregion and Kitgum district in northern Uganda. First Lady of Uganda Janet Museveni expressed her gratitude for Egypt's kind gesture. "Egypt, we add our thanks and Allah bless your generous assistance to brethren in Uganda. May the Ugandan and Egyptian people prosper in abundance and friendship."
Mauritania receives gift from Saudi King. On behalf of custodian of the two holy mosques, King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia, Saudi Ambassador of Mauritania Saud Al Jabari presented 200 tons of dates to Mauritania as a gift of support to her sister state. Ambassador Saud Al Jabari emphasized the importance of continued relations between Saudi Arabia and Mauritania. "Many thanks, Allah bless your majesty and Saudi Arabia for the kind gift of your country's sweet harvest. May Saudi Arabia and Mauritania be graced with further harmonious cooperation and shared progress."
Save our planet, ground level ozone responsible for increased mortality. After studying 500,000 people in the U.S. over an 18-year period, Dr. Michael Jarrett of the University of California, Berkeley and colleagues found that residents of the regions with the highest levels of atmospheric ozone were 25% to 30% more likely to succumb to lung disease than those living where the air was more pure.
Dr. Jarrett stated, "We now know that controlling ozone is not only beneficial for mitigating global warming, but that it could also have near-term benefits in the reduction of deaths from respiratory causes. This is the first time we've been able to connect chronic exposure to ozone, one of the most widespread pollutants in the world, with the risk of death. Ground-level ozone is a component of smog, which is one of the main factors of respiratory conditions."
Dr. Jarrett and colleagues at the University of California, Berkeley, "We thank you for clarifying the adverse effect of ozone emissions on health and the environment. May your findings inspire our renewed efforts towards sustainable lifestyles to restore the planet's ecosphere."
At an international gathering with our association members in February 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared her relatively early insights on the health effects of atmospheric pollutants and the solution to the global warming caused by such agents.
"Because of all this gas, it's already in the air. It affects people a lot. Some scientists already do research and say it is because of global warming that people have more mental illness, more internal organs failure and all that. Everybody knows by now from the UN report that meat-eating animal raising is one of the worst factors of climate change. Just replace one piece of meat with another piece of tofu, especially even nowadays we have all kind of vegetarian meat, it tastes so delicious."
Save our planet, stopping global warming in our lifetime. At a timely climate change video conference held on April 26 in South Korea, guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai responded to questions from attending dignitaries representing government, media, public health, and religion.
The event, entitled Save Our Earth Conference 2009, came just 2 days before a group of 8 environment ministers met in Sicily, Italy, and reached an agreement on continued protection of biodiversity. During the special video conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted a message of ultimate benefit to all planetary life that comes from a change to the sustaining vegan diet.
"We are now consuming meat and experiencing so many harmful effects. It is destroying our health, damaging our environment, endangering the lives of our animals, co-inhabitants, killing our noble human quality and our physical existence. Livestock occupies the single largest human-used sector area of land. Livestock is the cause for loss of 80% of previously forested land in the Amazon. Livestock is probably the largest source of water pollution from any industry. Livestock may well be the leading player in the reduction of biodiversity of our planet. So why not just try to make a change in the opposite direction to see if things will improve? It will improve. It will be better, for sure. If we walk away from violence and hatred, we will meet peace and love awaiting our destination. If all humans became vegan, it will become a paradise on earth. We hope one day we will experience that paradise on earth in our lifetime.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wise advice that helps us recognize the simple but powerful solution for humankind. May our focus on eliminating meat consumption worldwide bring us swiftly closer to the peaceful and magnificent earth we all envision for our and future generations.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles. Save Our Planet, a first-ever Olaxis or Vietnamese solar panel factory opens in Duc Hoa Industrial Park in the southern province of Long An, with a finished product that is expected to be 30 to 40% less expensive than similarly imported products.
Save Our Planet, global warming-related rising sea levels are threatening France's famed Aquitaine coast as ocean waves carry away 500,000 cubic meters of land every year.
Save Our Planet, developed by a PhD student in the USA, the software Somniloquy places the computer in standby mode that still maintains connections to internal networks and the internet, while at the same time saving 90% of the energy consumed during normal operation.
Save Our Planet. Following a recent ban on baby hop seal hunting in Russia, European Union ambassadors have now approved a plan to block the importation of any seal products.
With the tip of the day about our fascinating bird friends. When getting toys or other things for your feathered companions, please read the label to see if they contain zinc or lead. These substances are harmful to birds. Items made from stainless steel are a safe alternative. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
Environmental news, a U.S.-based study confirmed worldwide increase in green energy investments. CleanEdge, a research and publishing firm dedicated to alternative technologies, has released its 2009 Clean Energy Trends Report. It states that global revenues for wind power, solar photovoltaics, and biofuels rose from $75.8 billion U.S. in 2007 to $115.9 billion U.S. in 2008. For the first time, one sector alone, wind power, had revenues exceeding $50 billion, with the USA becoming the foremost producer globally. Kudos, governments and individuals that are turning to clean energy. May all life thrive on a viable and vibrant planet.
In community news, Indian women enjoy a half century of successful business. Lijan Papad, was started by 7 women in South Mumbai, India, who wished to supplement their family's income by selling papadam, or flatbread. Now it has developed into Sri Mahila Griha Udyog, an approximate 42,000 women cooperative that annually has sales of over $100 million. Their products, which are internationally exported, include bakery goods, spices and snacks. Working for the organization has empowered many women, allowing them to be financially independent. Congratulations, Sri Mahila Griha Udyog, on your many years of providing delicious vegetarian snacks to many. May heaven bless you to continue your enterprise for many, many happy years to come. Coming up, horses assist a retired football player in Britain regain his well-being. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be back. More laudable news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, foresighted news for an intelligent world. In Noble Living News, a retired British footballer is helped by interacting with horses. Mr. Paul Gascoigne, who is known as one of the best players of his time, completed a 28-day equine-assisted psychotherapy program at the Sporting Chance Clinic in Liphook, United Kingdom. The purpose was to assist him in overcoming a dependency on alcohol and improve his mental well-being. Speaking of the therapy technique, Mr. Gascoigne said, "It is a fairly new type of treatment, and some people might think it sounds odd, but believe me, it is very powerful." Bravo, Mr. Paul Gascoigne, on taking firm steps to regain your health. God bless you to remain strong and encourage others on the road to life-affirming habits. Also, many thanks, Gentle Horses, for your loving energy, which is a steady source of goodness in our world. May you always be cherished, respected, and protected.
Now let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "What You Want Is What You Get."
A man is very tidy and was upset with his wife because she has never mend holy socks and torn shirts or loose trousers, anything like that. One day he wanted to teach her how to be a better housewife in a subtle manner, so he collect one or two of his torn shirts and begin to mend them with the needle and thread, because he has been a bachelor a long time before and he learned how to take care of himself. He showed it to his wife and said, "This is how it should be done." So his wife was kissing him and thanking him a lot. A while later, she came back with a lot of her shirts and trousers and tell him, "Here, darling, I have a lot more for you. Take your time."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Peace to you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. God bless you. We are entering into very difficult times. Now we really need to pray a lot more for a miracle, and that people in the richer countries to show they care for all beings by becoming vegan right now. This would be an act of love. They should do it for their neighbors out of love and care and concern. We know if everyone in the United States and Canada become vegan, there would be more food for other countries and people wouldn't have to die of starvation. You are right. With urgency, we must make changes to save our world. I believe it's never too late, but we do need divine intervention, and I know you already know that. Master Ching Hai, you are most welcome in our home if you have no place safe to be in the future. We live in British Columbia, Canada. You are most welcome here anytime if you need. God bless you and love you, and I love you too. You are a special soul and being. Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much for your heartfelt note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you.
Generous Catherine, thanks a million for your care and your invitation. I shed tears in feeling your genuine love. May God give you refuge as you have offered me refuge. We'll work together to save the world for all to enjoy peace, abundance, and happiness. I'll keep you in my heart. Love, love.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more constructive programs on Supreme Master Television. accessible for viewing all around the world 24 hours a day.
May your life be a celestial symphony of joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Germany pledges to supplement Italian federal funding to ensure the rebuilding of the quake-stricken village of Ona in L'Aquila province, Italy.
Joy Manning, restaurant critic for Philadelphia Magazine in the USA, observes a growing trend of people who choose vegetable and grain-based dishes over meat while dining out.
Visiting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad meets with President Heinz Fischer in Austria for talks of economic cooperation and peace in the Middle East.
U.S. airline operator Delta Airlines announces plans for the first direct flights between the United States and Kenya, starting in June with 4 scheduled round trips per week.
The third consecutive cross-straits meeting between Formosan or Taiwanese and Chinese officials yielded several agreements signed between participating parties.
Two U.S. diplomats in Syria working to boost regional relations with Lebanon report encouraging progress.
In his first trip to Western Europe in over 10 years, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko visited Italy, where he met with His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI and Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
The British government has proposed the Equality Bill, with a goal of ensuring that companies pay employees without limits based on gender, age, or social status.
Slovakian demining experts arrive in Gaza, Palestine, to remove ordnance and mines for the improved safety and protection of the region's residents.
In Iran's upcoming book fair, publisher Written Heritage is offering a beautiful version of the Quran, translated by a disciple of the 11th century Persian Sufi poet Khaja Abdullah Ansari.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.